AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. The House passed a bill to raise the nation's debt ceiling. After the vote, Speaker Kevin McCarthy addressed taxpaying Americans.
For those who are afraid that they're going to get audited because the president wants to have 87,000 new IRS agents, right now he has zero. We took every single dollar they were going to hire somebody this year away.
But not all Republicans were on board. Reporter Zach Hudak on Capitol Hill.
We had 71 GOP members vote against it. And keep in mind, this is a bill that Kevin McCarthy, the Republican Speaker of the House, negotiated with President Biden. So for any bill that your party leadership has pushed through to have 71 members, frankly, about a third of the caucus, vote against the bill, that's a little bit frightening.
The bill now goes to the Senate. The deadline to get it passed is Monday. There may be some new legal problems for former President Trump regarding classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago. CBS's Catherine Herridge tells us the special counsel investigating also obtained a recording of Trump talking about the documents he held onto after leaving the White House.
The former president's spokesman called the new reporting leaks from radical partisans behind his political persecution. The special counsel declined to comment, but there are indications that his investigation into Trump's handling of classified documents may be in its final stages.
That 70s Show actor Danny Masterson's been found guilty on two counts of rape. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
Danny Masterson's conviction on two counts of rape is a really big win for the DAs here. They decided to retry the case after a previous jury hung, meaning deadlocked, on all three counts.
The jury failed to reach a verdict on sexual abuse allegations from a third woman. A national survey finds that nurses of color face high levels of discrimination.
The Robert Wood Foundation survey of nearly 1,000 nurses finds that not only do nurses experience racism more often from patients, but 88% of black nurses and 86% of Asian nurses report seeing racism from patients. Nurses working in nursing homes and hospitals report they have dealt with more discrimination than those working in a doctor's office. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
A major crash in Sacramento last night. One person is dead. 11 others, including 9 children, all between 3 and 8 years old, suffered serious injuries. Investigators believe the 11 people were all inside one vehicle. And from the preliminary information, officials say it appears that the car crashed into a tree. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, I'm just off on the potty. Let's just also roll it back.
UltraSoft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
It's not just about the barrels in construction. Highway projects are community investments. So do your part. Stay alert, eliminate distractions, and mind your speed. Every driver makes a difference. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about 61 overnight under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the southeast around 5 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms, highs level off around 89. Chance for scattered storms again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 64, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 65.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Girls have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
That's so it goes. That's so it goes. That's so it goes. That's so it goes.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody Bobo. Scobody Dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
What would motivate you to move to another state? 844-967-2789. If you were thinking about relocating, what would be the motivating factors to get you to move to another state? Is it a job? I think for a lot of us who moved away and came back to Wisconsin, it's family. But I'm just interested because as we talk about one of the recurring themes of this show, and because it's a big problem in the state of Wisconsin, is population and talent and working age population. And what are the programs and initiatives the state should be investing in to try to improve that? And I think a good way to start that question or answer that question is by asking you, put yourself in those shoes and what would get you to move somewhere? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96.
Party.
Greg Bach is here.
Hi.
And Jane Van Nair.
I'm here too.
As always,
yes.
Here.
Oh, that voice. Jane, you've got such a lovely voice.
Such a lovely voice.
Oh, thanks, guys.
So I guess, Greg, have you ever lived out of state?
No.
Jane, you lived out of state for Minnesota?
For a couple of years when I was going to school.
And then would you say you came back because of family or because of work?
It was because of a job.
And why did you never leave, Greg?
I just didn't. Any opportunity to leave just didn't pan out. Like, I almost moved to Austin in 97. And I chickened out because it was such a big move.
You would have bought a house in 97 in Austin. You'd
be a
millionaire
right now. I'd be so rich right now. Joe Rogan would be playing at my comedy club.
Is that thing still open?
Of course it is. It's never going to. He's got $100 million. That thing can fail for 10
That's
years.
A while.
But no, and then there was a possibility a couple of years ago of moving to Cincinnati for a job, but not for me, but for my wife.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't end up working out either. So I've always been here. And
yeah. What? Because I think there's like the pull or push aspect, right? Of you're leaving a place because you just don't like it anymore, and yeah. you gotta get out. Or you're being pulled to a place,
mm-hmm.
But beyond, like, I'm interested in, like, beyond job opportunities or returning to family or cost of living. What actually motivates people to pick up and move, and not move like from Milwaukee to the suburbs, but like move states?
Yeah. Well, when I was going to move to Texas, it was purely just to new change of pace. You know, new, like, I've lived here for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. And I loved Stevie Ray Vaughan, and he lived in Austin, so why not? But yeah, I mean, at that age, I think most people are moving at that age because they just want to get out.
Yeah.
There's no real motivating factor other than I want to get out.
Yeah.
For some folks, though, it is definitely weather.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I have a brother and who is in Arizona, and they love it. They lived in Florida. They've lived in Hawaii. But warm weather is a big driver for them.
Has it gotten too warm from them yet?
No. The last time we talked, I said, don't worry, we'll hold a spot for you in 10 years when it's 197 degrees and you can't go outside. So,
or there's no water left.
Yeah.
Because we didn't talk about this story from last week when they've made that new deal with the Colorado River as far as which states, like how much water and which states can take water from the Colorado River. Because I don't know if you've seen Lake Mead lately. Have they found any bodies this year? They've had a lot of bodies last year in Lake Mead.
It was close to Vegas, you know? It was kind of handy.
But do you remember this? They kept finding bodies in barrels that were, like, clearly associated with, like, mob killings and just thrown in Lake Mead. But then the water levels were so low.
So hack.
They were finding barrels with bodies in them.
Just reminds me of that scene from Goodfellas where, like, they're building a property up there. We got to go take the body out.
Yes.
Uh-oh. They found the barrels, everybody.
I bring this up because... in the ongoing negotiations and developing of the state budget, in the GOP budget, they want to spend $4 million to attract workers to Wisconsin. And how it's kind of spelled out, at least according to this WPR article, is that the agency, the WEDC, would have to spend $4 million promoting the state as an attractive place to live, work, and do business under a measure approved by Republicans on the legislature's budget committee. And so basically, they would be required, though, to put half to veterans, to trying to recruit veterans, because with their when they leave their military service, they have the option to go anywhere. So I think that's smart as far as people who are coming home, figuring out where do I want to go. Wisconsin is an appealing place, which only leaves $2 million for the rest. And I just am like, what do you spend the money on? Like, what does it look like to make Wisconsin look like a attractive place to work and do business and play?
The problem is that billboards and commercials won't do it. And you can't just say, it's like, I'm from the WEDC. I'm here to recruit you, Kristen, to come work in Wisconsin. The companies that need workers need to go to these places and do the campaigning.
Well, and WEDC is a semi, like, public-private organization.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Scott Walker.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you want to share with us, text or call, what would it take for you to move to another state? John from Menominee Falls says, there's not much that would get me to move to another state. I am, however, considering moving to another country. One where people are actually allowed to make their own medical choices without government interference. And one where I'm less likely to be killed just going to the grocery store because we have so many guns. I don't think John is alone in that.
I don't think John's alone in that either.
Australia.
There's trans people who are like, I'm moving out of this country.
I totally understand safety or lack of faith in the system. I understand that now. Like 10 years ago, you're like, you're not moving to Canada. But now, I mean, I know at least three people who have moved to Canada or to Europe because their spouses have gotten jobs in those places. And they, like, one is he considers himself an expat in Scotland, and he's going to be going for Scottish citizenship. He's like,
I'm not coming home.
He's like, I'm done with that. I've got health care. I've got my kids are taken care of. Like, we're good here, and I love it here. And he's like, not looking back. So I get that now. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would love to move to another country, but it's more selfish. Like, who doesn't want to live in Italy?
Would you though? Like, if you knew you could like get citizenship and get a job. Which, because, like, I think I'm at the point where I was gone for so long and lived in so many different places. And now that I'm back, Wisconsin's not perfect anyway. But, like, being this close to my parents, being this close to Mike's family, creating the community that we're creating here with the friendships that we have and, like, the jobs that we both have as far as, like, we can't just pick up and do this from somewhere else. Like, he's an event planner that has all of his connections in Milwaukee. Well, and like, I have a show called As Goes Wisconsin. I can't really do this from like Kentucky or like Italy. But you know what I mean? And so like, that's becoming so valuable and like brings me a lot of happiness now that like, I don't know. Like, that's a big thing to give up now, even though there are problems in the state and problems in the country.
Well, when you put it like that, then no, of course I'm here because all the things I'm doing between, I mean, the club and another opportunity that's come up that I will share later on in when it's totally solid. But like, those things are, they keep me here. We have a home. We bought a home.
Yeah.
We put money. So like, when you say like, when you can't take those tangible things out, then yeah, I'm here. Do I want to live somewhere else someday? Maybe. I mean, I lived here my entire life.
Yeah.
That's the thing is, it's like you had the opportunity to live somewhere else and you came back.
Are you
saying
that I have experience?
I'm saying, whatever. I was trying to say something really smart, Alki, but everything I thought of was just really mean and it's like not cool. But like, yeah, I just would love to live somewhere else. And I'm not saying it has to be Italy or someone like whatever. It's just, hey, let's live in Louisville for 5 years. Mm-hmm. See what that's like. And then be like, all right, if we come home, we come home. If we stay there, if we move somewhere else. It's just that thing of 45 years in one state. I do get that feeling of what else is out there? Cause it's hard to be like, oh, we went to New Orleans. Well, we were on vacation. I have a job there. So
yeah.
And I think it's hard too, especially now, just because things are so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big monetary. That's a big chunk of change.
Yeah.
To pick up and move an entire household to another state or another country.
About 5 years ago, Bridget and I had a plan to leave Wisconsin and we were going to move to the Pacific Northwest. Our plan was to be in Seattle by 2019. And we were talking about it and we were like, expense, expense, expense. And we realized anywhere we wanted to move, whether it was in California, Northern California, Oregon, or Washington, everywhere would be expensive. Expense could no longer be a detractor because it's just the way it is now. Everywhere you want to live is expensive. Now, granted, Seattle is very expensive, but if you can make it work, you can make it work. I know people who are comedians who live in Seattle and San Francisco. I could make it work. So, but yeah, we just had to say at one point, the expense can't be what keeps us from doing it anymore because anywhere we want to live is expensive or it's starting to get expensive. Because every city is doing that now.
Yeah. Well, it's super interesting. And I think there's, like I said, I think there's push and pull motivators.
Yeah.
As far as, we talked to someone last week who's leaving Chicago to come to Milwaukee because it's getting too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen that trend in a lot of major cities of people leaving New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, because it's so expensive. And one thing I want to talk about when we come back is people potentially leaving because of home insurance rates because of climate change. Mm-hmm. And is that going to be a push motivator for people to potentially come to the Rust Belt? But we'd love to hear from you. What would actually motivate you to move to another state? 844-967-2789. And I guess you could throw another country in there if you're like, there's no other state I would move to, but I would move to another country. We would love to hear from you. 844-96-PARTY. We will be back in just a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues. Getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Forever moving on up.
Moving on up
to the east side.
Get ready to dominate the field like never before. Get to Soccer World in Brookfield. They have a great selection of shoes, apparel, and accessories to help kick your game into high gear. Soccer World's team of soccer experts have over 38 years of experience in the retail and soccer market. From cleats to shin guards, jerseys to coaching equipment, they'll help you stay ahead of the game. Plus, look to Soccer World for all your team business needs. Soccer World, 12615 West North Avenue in Brookfield, or online at soccerworldofbrookfield.net.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy, fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies overnight with lows around 59. Winds out of the southeast around 5 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered storms tomorrow, high of 89, mainly clear. 61 tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Upper 80s Friday, cooler on Saturday, with highs in the mid-80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Seems like everyone is divided these days.
Oscar is frozen custard. The other, root beer at John's Drive-In.
Can't we find some common ground?
The Shaw. W-A-U-K.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She's Jane Metmare. And he is...
Love Billy Joel.
Greg Bach.
Yeah, hi.
Or Billy Joel.
No, I'm not. Oh my God, no.
You do a good impression.
I'm not the piano man. I'm Greg.
You're Greg.
Yeah.
And we are talking about what motivates people to move. And like make a big move. Yeah. Make a state move. Mm-hmm. Because... now there's going to be $4 million, potentially. There's proposed $4 million. It's been passed in the Wisconsin State Legislature's Finance Committee to add that to the budget for the WEDC to try to get people to move to Wisconsin. $2 million of that has to be spent specifically on trying to recruit military veterans to move here. But this reminds me a little bit. So when I was doing stand-up, I had a joke. I had a fair amount of like Wisconsin jokes in my 8-minute set. And I remember this was like circa 2018-ish. And a year prior to that, Scott Walker, when he was still governor, had done something similar, except it was just a $1 million ad campaign.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember this?
Yes, I do.
So basically, Wisconsin launched a $1 million ad campaign to try to get people to move there. And they were promoting lower cost of living, no traffic, and outdoor activities. And my joke went, really? $1 million? To tell people that Wisconsin's inexpensive, unpopulated, and you can go ice fishing 8 months out of the year? That's like paying for Tinder and then expecting matches when your profile says, I'm cheap, unpopular, and prefer sex in public. I got a slight shot right there's a laugh.
It's the way you delivered it, too. It just seems like it seems a hilarious amount of money to me for what you want to do, like to really convince people to make that move.
Like, does advertising work in this situation?
No, it doesn't. I see billboards for Oconomowoc all the time. I don't go there.
What do the billboards say?
Oconomowoc.
That's all. It doesn't say why. It just shows a
beach.
It's not like the miles of wall drug billboards when you're driving into Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
And like, you're just like mile after mile of just wall drug.
No.
Can't wait. Get excited. And then you get there. You're like, what is this place?
Yeah. I've been duped. Yeah. I mean, it's a picture of somebody on a beach, someone licking ice cream. It's like, Oconomowoc. Blah, blah. Who cares? You know, I just like, if you really want to. I feel like if you really want to do something, there should be spend $2 million on a study on what needs to be done.
I think WDC has done that. I had a friend who contracted with them to do some social media stuff.
Yeah.
And they had done a study as far as like, what are the obstacles in the way of getting people to move to Wisconsin? And she said one of the biggest findings they found, like they had, was kind of just our general reputation
of being podunk.
Yeah, yeah. Of being like the character Charlie Barron's plays. Yeah.
Really,
like that. That's what the state is made up of. Is like podunk, don't you know?
Yeah.
Wisconsin types, and the I get that because I know. Like, I think Milwaukee is very cool. And I think most of my friends who live on the coast and in some of the big cities, like, if they were to ever come here, and I'm still mad at them because most of them have not yet, like, they would realize, as most people do when they visit Milwaukee for the first time, it's like, oh, like, this city's really cool. Like, I had no idea. People have a similar, I've heard a similar response to, like, Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And the assumption is Packers, cheese.
Sausage.
Cows.
Cows. Beer. And it's not like, what would I do there? I will admit, like, there was even a time when before I moved back that I was like, well, what would I do for work there?
When I, you know, when you have people coming through the club or people coming through the brewery, all the time they're saying things like, I had no idea it was this beautiful. I had no idea you had these things. I'm like, also enjoy $6 beer and very cheap parking. I mean, it's, there are cases to be made to get people to move here. And it's, how are they going to target this money to do so? Just putting some billboards up isn't going to do it. Yeah.
844-967-2789-844-96-PARTY. What would it take for you to move to another state? Beverly from Richland Center joins us. Hey, Beverly, what do you think?
Well, I'm thinking that if the Wisconsin legislature is really serious about wanting to entice people to come to Wisconsin, the most important thing they need to do is get rid of that 1849 abortion ban.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Beverly.
You know what? That.
Yes. Yeah. There's a lot of women who probably would not only do that, not want to move here. They don't want to. They don't want to come to med school here. They. Yeah.
What young woman would want to move here right now with yeah. with the way things are? Currently?
And we don't have legalized weed.
Right.
Go to any of the other states surrounding us.
I mean, my sister who loves this state, same thing, Bev too. She said, "I don't want to move here." So I don't want to move back here because of the restrictions. I'm like, fair.
Beverly, have you lived in Wisconsin your whole life?
No, I've bounced around, but I grew up in Wisconsin and wanted to come back. Came back when I retired, but I came back to a very different Wisconsin than the one I left.
Yeah.
Oh, when did you move back, Beverly?
Oh, about 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
At the apex of the change.
Yeah. Yep. Not the same state.
Nope. Nope at all.
Thanks so much for the call, Beverly. But yeah, I think that's a really, like, but that goes back to politics, right? As far as, like, we've said a couple weeks ago, like, would you not only move to, let alone just vacation to Florida right now?
Not a chance.
And, you know,
couldn't pay me.
The amount of people who, and my Dr. Mike, his like fantasy football team was trying to pick a place to do their draft, and they do a trip and stuff like that. They wanted to go somewhere warm, but they were having a hard time. And like someone threw out Florida, and basically the whole team, all of them said no.
Wow.
And but then they're also struggling because they're like, wait,
what's left?
What's left that isn't doing like anti-LGBTQ policies and all this other stuff that's like, but still war. It's not a lot.
Virginia.
Do they have a football team? I think they're choosing places that have football teams. I don't know.
Oh, I think they're just doing a draft like a bunch of dorks.
They are dorks. All right. We're going to keep this going. I think this is an interesting conversation. There's a couple more things I want to touch on. But what would motivate you to move to another state? Either because you're running from something or moving to something, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We'll be right back.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about 61 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the southeast around 5 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 89. Chance for scattered storms again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 64. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 65.
The professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. He is Greg Bach. And we've been talking about what could actually get people, motivate people to move, more specifically motivate them to move to Wisconsin. But, you know, because you're not an expert and I'm not an expert on migration trends, personally, just at trying to figure out what gets you to move. 844-967-2789. Is there something beyond a job opportunity or family that, like, oh, we should move to this state because they're doing XYZ thing? I can think of cost of living. But, you know, and we're bringing this up because the GOP budget would spend $4 million to attract workers to Wisconsin. And would give that money to WEDC to try to run programs to do just that. Now, that is less than half of the $10 million that Tony Evers set aside for talent development in his budget. And so one of the, some of the things, and that's what, at least in the WP article I read, beyond the military veterans component, there wasn't a lot of like programming, but in Evers, he called for the WEDC to continue a partnership with the Department of Military Affairs to recruit veterans post-discharge, proposed new programs to attract workers to Wisconsin, doesn't say anymore, including a concierge program for new arrivals to the state.
Ooh.
Concierge.
Welcome to Wisconsin.
Let me show you a fine array of cheeses.
Let me show you a fine twist off wine.
See, our nicest cranberry wine. I hope you like sugar.
Have you ever had cheese in a bucket?
And incentivizing housing and childcare development in local communities. It also would have funded a pilot program aimed at retaining graduates of Wisconsin colleges. So those seem like a little bit more specific.
Yeah.
And the child, again, we've talked about this and we will continue to keep talking about the child care component is huge. It's huge.
Which states actually do have subsidized child care?
Doesn't Michigan now?
Do they?
And Minnesota? I will check.
You check. Because that was my video for this week for Journal Sentinel, was talking about another recurring theme we've talked about in this show a fair amount is child care. And I made a joke about how I am still not on the daycare waiting list, which...
Oh, my God.
Do you even know? Because you don't have kids, but do you know that that's a big deal that I'm not on the waiting list yet? Right? Yeah,
let me tell you something. It'll be a very fast thing. We have a very good friend. One of Bridget's best friends runs two daycares on the North Shore. So mind you, listeners, my wife and I do not want to have children. But she said this to us. She goes, if you have a kid, you will get free daycare from me. I was like, that makes it worth it.
Can you introduce me? Although I don't know if I want to drive to the North Shore.
Yeah, you're not driving to the North Shore.
No.
No.
Not driving to the North Shore and then driving to Waukesha.
Honestly, from where you live, it's not that far.
But am I going to drive to North Shore and then drive to Waukesha?
I'm trying to help here.
I know. But I made that video talking about it, and reading the comments is heartbreaking. Like the comments on this week's video of the amount of people who are quitting, who quit their jobs or are working another job, or just all of the scenarios that they're in, or people who were childcare providers who quit because they're like, I can't. I mean, basically at this point, because what did Brooke say when we talked to Brooke Skidmore, who owns her own
daycare?
Daycare, that the wage is like $12 an hour.
Yes.
Which you can definitely make more at like McDonald's or Culver's right now than that.
Absolutely. There's a ton of places you can get more than 12 bucks an hour.
And then there was some jerk who didn't, because I described it as a market failure, which it is.
Yeah.
Because supply is not meeting demand. And also the price point is not meeting what people can afford.
Absolutely.
Which is what a market failure is. And some jerk was like, oh, obviously the Journal Sentinel is like, their economic understanding is really lacking here. And I was like, what?
I love when you do, bros. I mean, the other thing is too, is like the other part of it is, like I've had friends who have kids in daycare, and it's like, if your kid is sick, they have to go home until they're better, and you're still paying for all that time. You go on vacation, you're paying for, like, there's no wiggle room. They have you by the scruff. You are at their mercy. And to me, it's like, why not open a daycare where you're like, hey, we'll work with you. Mm-hmm. We have plans and options. You know what I mean? Like it seems like such a scam to me to a certain point. I mean, like I'm sure there are great places and great people. I'm not saying there aren't, but it just feels like you have no choice. This is what you're in for it. And too bad. Have a good day.
Like this is good. Like they're obviously doing the best that they can too, of like, this is how much space we have. This is what we have to pay our people. This is how many people we have. And for when the younger they are, the higher the ratio. It's like two babies to like one provider.
Yeah.
And so the ratios are, this is what I'm saying, where it's just like, it is a broken system and it's going to cost someone money, but individuals, it's like, it's just not feasible. And so did you find where?
In Minnesota, this is from January, and I believe the Governor Walz passed this. So at that time from January, families making under $200,000 with one child could get up to $4,000 a year for childcare costs. Families with two kids, up to $8,000. Families with three children could see up to $10,500. The governor also proposed expanding availability for public pre-K seats. for about 25,000 kids and the state trying to address the child care worker shortage by increasing compensation.
I hear things like that and I'm like, why do I live in this state? I don't have kids, but why do I live in this state? I feel like...
So literally, because I was just going to say, we have a comment on the Facebook Live that's from Patrick saying, I'd choose Minnesota in a minute. It has the education and income level of the coastal states without the expense. Wisconsin is just mediocre, like Missouri and Indiana. Ouch.
Indiana, it's like, hey, there's some good spots in Indiana, but Missouri, Patrick, you.
The Ozarks are really pretty.
Was that?
The Ozarks.
You can't do anything there, but just look. I mean, like,
you can be on the water.
You're not moving there for the Ozarks.
Or sell heroin if you watch Ozarks.
And if you think Wisconsin has political problems, Missouri is a nightmare.
Certainly. Yeah.
Missouri is a nightmare. And the one thing I want to say to Patrick, because I lived up there for about 3 years, they have the biggest mosquitoes I have ever seen in my entire life.
In Minnesota?
Versus Texas?
Yeah, they're huge.
Yeah.
Huh.
They pick up small children. They're never seen.
Well, you know what? I'll get to that in my roundup, but okay. That's fine.
And then another thing I think is going to be interesting as far as a push motivator of running from something, and you've brought this up multiple times, Jane, as far as Florida, but this is happening in multiple places, and even as, and it's not just red states, but insurance prices. And so State Farm won't insure any more California homes.
Wow.
State Farm has stopped selling new home insurance policies in California because of financial toll of paying out fire damage claims, citing rising construction costs and rapidly worsening wildfire season. State Farm said it was a necessary decision to improve the company's financial strength. But like a goodish neighbor, State Farm is still somewhat there. Existing customers won't lose their coverage, and personal auto insurance won't be affected either. So that was the first time I've heard it for California.
Me too. I know, but it's been going on in Florida.
And so, and I also saw that not just in Florida, but in like the risk, like the rise in flood insurance across the South, like Louisiana is terrible. And again, I mean, it's for if you have the means to move, but it also just feels like there's people who, I mean, it's gone from like $600 a year for some people to $8,000 a year.
For insurance. So their
insurance is more than their mortgage.
Do you need to, are you required to have fire insurance in California if you have a home?
Probably not.
Okay, the reason why I'm asking because if American Family does something like that, that will lead other big time insurance companies to do the same thing.
State Farm.
Oh, sorry, State Farm. But then leaving these people who want fire insurance have to deal with not so reputable organizations. Like, yeah, totally, we'll insure you. And then they get scammed because they have no choice. Because if State Farm's doing it, then, you know, what's going to say that the next $1 billion insurance company won't do the same thing, saying, well, we're going to do that too. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because in the article I read about flood insurance costs rising, some people have to have flood insurance,
yes, right?
Especially if you've gotten a payout before,
yeah,
yep.
And so you have to, and so I don't know, because often there's also the people who, like I said, you're so attached to your home. So is that a motivator, or are people just going to choose to not who can not have insurance, mm-hmm. just roll the dice?
I think there's going to be a lot of rolling the dice. I do, because unfortunately, these climate events are not lessening. They are going to increase. Mm-hmm. And this is going to continue to be a problem going forward. It just is. I mean, look at the fires they just had in Canada.
I know.
That the haze, we got the haze from Canada, from the wildfires up there. So this is not good.
Not good.
Also, hey, not everybody.
Good. Also not
Happy
good.
Happy Wednesday.
For Wisconsin, we are now officially hotboxed in.
Yeah, right? I mean, come on.
We are officially hotboxed in. As of yesterday, Minnesota now has legal marijuana.
We are so pathetic.
And Iowa, even that little touch of Iowa that we border with, they have medical marijuana, legalized medical marijuana. So we are literally hotboxed in. And so I don't know if that's enough. Like, what was it? Like, something like 75% of our population lives within a 75-minute drive now of
buying legal marijuana.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if that would be a motivator enough to move entirely, because you're like, well, I can just drive to get it other places and risk coming over the border with it, especially in small doses.
Yeah.
But not a winning policy right now.
I am not someone who does the drugs, but the fact that Wisconsin doesn't do this would say a lot to me about the legislative agendas.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do this, then what else won't you do? You have an abortion ban from when slavery was happening? No, thank you.
844-967-2789-844-96-PARTY. What would it take for you to move to a different state? Eric from Wauwatosa. Hey, Eric, thanks for calling. What do you think? Eric,
I seem to have lost you.
Oh, no, we got you. Nope, Eric, can you hear us now?
Yep, can you hear me? Okay. All right, sorry, thanks. Yeah, I just wanted to give a, I mean, you kind of asked the question. I kind of figured I've moved quite a few times in my life, and I just wanted to give a rundown and then go from there, I guess.
Okay.
Well, when I was six, my parents divorced, so my mom took me and my small sister, younger sister, to Wisconsin. So we left Detroit and moved to Wisconsin at six. Lived in Racine, Greendale, Sturtevant, a couple different places around there. When I was 18, I joined the military, the Navy to be exact. I was actually 17, left home at 18, but joined at 17. Ended up in North Carolina after living in Norfolk for a while for school and boot camp and things. Orlando for boot camp, I'm sorry. And then I was in Northern California, Humboldt County, strangely enough, for the military. Then I was discharged while I was in the military. I had a chance to play volleyball for the Navy, and I went down to San Diego for training camp, and it was the most amazing 2 weeks of my life as far as climate in March after living in the Midwest my whole life. And so I was determined, and I moved to San Diego after I got discharged, basically homeless, but I was going to live in San Diego. Never quite. I ended up homeless, slept in my car a couple of times. But and then I got accepted into UWM in the early 90s and moved back to Wisconsin. And moved there because I got into UWM, and I anticipated playing volleyball for UWM, and that didn't quite work out. But I lived in Milwaukee for 10 years and loved living in Milwaukee, back in Wisconsin, all that stuff. In the early 2000s, my now wife, girlfriend at the time, we moved to North Carolina with a business idea. That was why, because we literally had a financial partner here. And out of respect and not competing with that financial partner, we went to North Carolina and lived there for 13 years. During that time, we had our child. And at that point in time, prior to moving back, we decided to come home to Wisconsin. Friends, family, the experience, and me personally, I didn't like North Carolina. It's in the South, and it's very hot. And then when I returned as well, you know, even while we were gone and watching what was happening in Wisconsin with the recall and Act 10 and everything like that, we knew we were coming back to a different Wisconsin.
Absolutely. Eric, unfortunately, we're coming up against a break, so I got to let you go. But that is quite the story as far as how many times you've moved. I thought I moved a lot. But
I'm tired just from listening.
I know. All right. Well, when we come back, Greg's weekly roundup. Are you ready? I'm ready. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies today with a slight chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 88. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows around 62. Tonight, partly cloudy. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 89. Mainly sunny skies Saturday with highs around 87. 81 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's Waukesha, 59 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul.
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And the Shaw. W-A-U-K.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
What did I miss? Virginia, my home, sweet home. I want to give you a kiss. I've been in Paris meeting lots of different ladies. I guess I basically missed the late 80s. I travel the wide, wide.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And this is Greg's weekly roundup.
All the news you missed. Well, actually, five headlines you may have read, then skipped altogether. Let's see. Let's start with some science news.
Science.
In a scientific report published Friday, scientists have pinpointed the thing that attracts mosquitoes to humans. And that thing is a good personality and a kind heart.
Oh, is it?
No, it's not true at all. It's body odor.
Really?
So, wash yourself, Stinky. The bugs want your blood.
It's body odor?
Yeah, they did an experiment. They were doing experiments on the specific types of body odor people have and what, you know, it doesn't mean like your BO. It just means like your natural scent.
So that's why some people are.
Exactly.
So more.
That's why, yeah. Like, that's why those Minnesota mosquitoes are just stealing the children. They stink. They're stinky kids. Let's see here. Let's do some international news. A spy whale believed to be working for Russia is on the move towards Sweden. When asked for a comment, the whale said, "Spy whale, you gain a few pounds during the pandemic and everyone has an opinion on your body, huh?" Thank you.
they think there's a whale working on behalf of the Russians?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, yeah.
Wait, is it an actual whale?
An actual whale.
And they think it's like, what, has spy gear
around it.
Attached to it?
Yeah. It's being tracked. It's literally being tracked
for
the world.
So is that more or less covert than the monster balloon that was flying over Montana?
I'd say more entertaining.
Do you think the whale consented to this?
I'd watch a movie about this. Yeah, absolutely. In a heartbeat.
There's a lot of whale news. Did you hear about the orcas that are like sinking boats?
No, but that sounds amazing.
Yeah. Basically, there was a white Gladys. The original orca.
Of course.
It's yeah.
A white lady named Gladys.
And then she's recruited her friends and they're like I'm on the shores of Gibraltar.
No. Gibraltar.
Thank you.
Sure.
Those orcas are like, "Do you even live in this neighborhood? I'll call the cops." Just pow, just sink their ships.
All right, go ahead.
In entertainment news, in entertainment news, 83-year-old actor Al Pacino will be welcoming his fourth grandchild into the world with his
grandchild.
Hold on, I'm getting the joke. Jeez, woman, stepping on my joke. She ruined it. His 29-year-old. Oh wait, I'm reading this wrong. See, that's where I was going with this. A joke. Read that incorrectly. 83-year-old actor Al Pacino will be welcoming his fourth child into the world with his 29-year-old girlfriend. So tell me more about your just and loving God.
Sorry.
God.
You told me about it this morning, and I
understand that.
I didn't know that was the way the joke was going to go.
I have a process.
Okay.
A process. All right. And then sad international news.
Sad.
I need you to stay with me on this one because it's sad, but I'll hopefully turn it around. Claire Nowland, a 95-year-old great-grandmother who was tasered by the police in her New South Wales, Australia nursing home last week, has died. There's nothing funny about this, except for what was written in the original story I'm looking at here, where it says, at the time she was tasered, she was approaching the police, it is fair to say, at a slow pace. She was using a walker, but she had a knife, which, as we all know, is all an American cop would need to just shoot her. So
So she had a knife.
She had a knife.
She was approaching police slowly.
In a walker. With a walker.
And they tased her?
They tased her. And then she went to the hospital. And she died.
Is there ramifications for
the police? Oh, I'm sure they're going to sue them.
Why was she walking towards them with a knife?
She's 95. My guess is she wasn't all there.
Yeah, that's fair.
She probably thought they were an intruder. And if they were holding a taser at them, she may have been like, it's on, Mad Max style. We're doing this.
That's all I got.
Yeah. And then finally, nearly 2,000 corporate workers at Amazon, have pledged to walk off the job on Wednesday, today, to signal a lack of trust in company's leaderships. Organizers of the walkout said the employees have committed to participating in to call attention to employee frustrations on multiple fronts, including the company's push to get workers to the office at least 3 days a week. Warehouse and fulfillment employees were asked if they would walk out in solidarity, responding, I'm sorry, I just finished a 3-minute lunch break. What was the question? With another one saying, I don't have time for this. I have to go pee in a bottle. And that was your
Greg's Roundup. That Amazon joke is good.
Thank
because
you.
they're walking out because they have to go back to the office.
I go to the office 3 days a week. I get paid in stock options and I
yeah. I would say the so tale hopeful. Of two cities of Amazon workers in the corporate offices versus the warehouses are pretty different.
Yeah.
Are you being baked alive inside of a warehouse? No, you're not. Oh, I'm sorry, Ted. You have to go to the office on Friday because you accidentally forgot you scheduled a weekend away. I hate you, Ted.
All right.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
Good job,
Thank
Greg.
You. Thanks a lot.
We love this segment.
I love this segment, too.
All right. Well, coming up for the rest of today's show, in the next hour, we have two incredible guests. Michael Wagner is going to be back. Michael Wagner is the professor of journalism and mass communications at UW-Madison, and he is going to be talking about a survey that the Center for Communications and Civic Renewal did last fall as far as how deep are our political divides in this state and how many relationships are we ruining?
Can we just get along?
Yes. Right. So he'll be here to talk about that survey and what it tells us. And then Senator Kelly Royce is going to be back to talk about all the missed opportunities we have right now when it comes to the budget. And when we look at other states and the investments they're making.
Weed.
Yes. So stick around for that. And then in the last hour, we are going to have, as goes Wisconsin's, inaugural spelling bee in honor of the Scripps National Spelling Bee, which right now the quarterfinals are happening.
Underway now.
Yes. Underway right now. There is a Wisconsin kid. I don't know if I think he's still in it. As of this morning, he was still in it. But we, and then the semifinals are tonight, finals are tomorrow. I love the spelling bee. I can't, what these kids do, I'm not even, because we have a specific theme for our spelling bee today. And I honestly don't, I think I'd be out on round one. We're going to have grace for all of our contestants though, because this is supposed to be fun and it's a safe space.
Not me. Spelling bees and volleyball. That's where I get competitive.
Ooh.
Baby. And bowling.
You and Eric. You should have asked Eric where you play some volleyball with him. Are you real? I never know.
I can turn into a different person. When
you're a volleyball player?
I love playing volleyball.
Do you yell at people?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, all of that and more when we come back from the top of the hour news. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
We have to win. Well, what did I miss?
What did I miss?
What did I miss?
I'm so old to this.
Head first into a political abyss.
Head first into the abyss.
I have my first cabinet meeting today. I guess I better think of something to say. I'm already gone my way to get to the bottom of this.
What?
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's
WFHR,
Association.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're